With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour. The pandemic has created many challenges for small businesses. This afternoon, we're focusing on one that underwent a major change during all the madness. Joining us on the ComEd Energy Efficiency Business Line, Julie Mathai, co-owner of Hewn Bakery at Central and Green Bay Road in Evanston. Julie, it's good to have you on the show here. So I guess most people would not think of moving during a pandemic, changing locations, and yet that's what you did. Tell us about that. And was that already planned, or is that something that came up during the pandemic?
Well, thanks, Cisco. It's nice to be here. It had already been planned. We'd been in business since 2013, had expanded a little bit at that location, and then just ran out of space. And so Ellen, my partner, and I purchased this building in Evanston in 2019, and we were in the process of rehabbing it when everything kind of fell apart.
And so you moved, and what was that process like? It had to be even scarier. I mean, anytime you move a location is a little nerving, but when you do it during a pandemic, it seems like it's even scarier.
Everything was scary, you know, it kind of still is, but everything was scary at that time in particular because we couldn't even get a moving company to help us move. So we had to kind of use our wholesale delivery vans to bring the bulk of all of our things over to this new location. We were able to get some help with some of our really heavy baking equipment, but everything was kind of a quiz in logistics and trying to figure out how to just make things work.
And so now, how has it gone? I mean, you made that transition, you moved to the new location. How has that been?
We're so thankful every day when I come here. I don't know that the bakery and the business would have survived had we stayed in our previous location. It was very small. We couldn't socially distance, and we just didn't have the capacity. Here in this building with the rehab that took place, we just have so much more space. We're able to do many more things. Our capacity just to even bake is significantly increased with the large oven that we were able to put in. And also, you know, I never realized how having three front doors was going to become so vital with our front of house, because we have places where people very carefully, we have like a red light, green light system where our customers come in, and in one door they exit out the center, and if they have an online pickup, they go to the third door. So doors are important in a pandemic.
Yeah, you wouldn't even think about it. You're right. Yeah, normally you wouldn't think about that. You mentioned online. Talk about that. Was that something that you did before the pandemic? Did you pivot during it? Was that a lifeline, really, during the pandemic?
It was one of a couple lifelines. We basically put our entire store online in a span of 48 hours when everything was getting a little crazy there in the middle of March. We're actually coming up on that date. I have it circled on my calendar. And it was not easy to do because, you know, when you have customers who just like to come to a community bakery and kind of be inside and purchase things, just grab and go, to retrain your entire customer base to go online and have to order 48 hours in advance because of the fermentation for our bread, it takes that long. It's not an easy task to ask for customers, but they rallied and, came back and helped us out by figuring out how to go through our online system.
Yeah, and talk about that. This is a segment for entrepreneurs. Talk about that. It seems like that is very different when you are a locally owned small business. You seem to engender loyalty from customers in a way that the bigger companies just can't.
Yeah, our customer base, and it has certainly grown in the years that we've been in business, but they're very loyal, and we are exceedingly thankful for that loyalty, particularly in the early days of the pandemic when it was so difficult to figure out how to make all of this work. An example of that is the Artisan Grain Collaborative here in the Midwest was trying to help bakeries like ours and many others by putting together something called the Neighbor Loaf Program. And basically, customers kept saying to me, how can we help you guys? How can we support you? Well, this was a perfect way not only to support us, but to support the farmers and the millers and people in need. So basically, our customers would go online, they would buy a neighbor loaf, we would bake that loaf, and then that loaf would get donated to a nearby food pantry. And thus far, you know, we've been able to donate, because of our generosity of our customers, 4,300 loaves to this food pantry over the scope of the pandemic.
Yeah, it's really encouraging, really exciting to see businesses pushing through during the pandemic. A lot have struggled, and some haven't made it, but there's others that have made it. So good to see this. This is Julie Mathai, co-owner of Hune Bakery in Evanston. It's Central and Green Bay Road in Evanston.